Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, September 22nd, and coming up in today's episode. Supreme Court slams pilot error narrative in Air India crash probe report. Supreme Court questions if it's time to end criminalization in defamation cases. Khalistani terrorist Inderjeet Singh Gosal arrested in Canada amid renewed India-Canada cooperation. Britain, Canada and Australia recognize state of Palestine amid ongoing Gaza war. The Supreme Court has issued a notice to the Centre, the DGCA and the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, seeking their response on a plea demanding a fair, independent and speedy probe into the tragic Air India crash in Ahmedabad on 12th of June this year and call the whole situation unfortunate where the pilot has been blamed. The crash involved a London-bound Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner which went down shortly after takeoff, killing 260 people, including 19 on the ground, and leaving only one survivor. A bench of Justices Suryakant and N. Koteshwar Singh heard the matter. The petition has been filed by the Safety Matters Foundation, led by former pilot Amit Singh. Their lawyer, senior advocate Prashant Bhushan, told the court that the current investigation lacked transparency and independence. The petitioners asked in the court how can employees of the same organization that is itself under scrutiny conduct the probe. The plea challenges the preliminary report issued by the AAIB in July, saying it violated investigation rules by selectively disclosing information. It flagged that the report included a single line from the cockpit voice recorder where one pilot asked why did he cut off, a statement that has since sparked international headlines pointing to pilot error. Mr. Bhushan said the incomplete data shared so far has fueled a misleading narrative, and international media has already suggested pilot fault based on limited information. Quote, there's one cryptic sentence in the report and the entire conversation around the crash has been shaped by that. Justice Suryakant called the sentence unfortunate and warned that premature conclusions could damage the integrity of the investigation. The court also said that until the final probe is complete, details should not be released to the public as it could impact the inquiry. The petition seeks full disclosure of technical data, including the digital flight data recorder output, full cockpit voice recordings with timestamps and all fault messages, which it claims have not been made public yet. Mr. Bhushan told the court, it's been over 100 days since the crash. We still don't know exactly what went wrong. Meanwhile, passengers are flying in the same aircraft model, the Boeing 787. The court stressed that the need for expeditious investigation is there, while also warning against rival airlines attempting to use the situation for competitive gain. The Supreme Court today observed that the time may have come to decriminalize defamation during a hearing on a case involving online news portal The Wire. A bench of Justices M.M. Sundaresh and Justice Satish Chandra Sharma was hearing a petition challenging summon issued to The Wire in a defamation case filed by former JNU Professor Amita Singh. Justice Sundaresh remarked in court, and I'm quoting, I think the time has come to decriminalize all this. How long will you keep dragging these cases? Senior advocate Kapil Sibal, appearing for The Wire, agreed to the court's view. The case relates to a 2016 article published by News Portal, which reported that Professor Singh led a group of Jawaharlal Nehru University teachers who compiled a controversial 200-page dossier. The dossier allegedly portrayed the university as a den of organized sex racket and was titled Jawaharlal Nehru University, the den of secessionism and terrorism. According to the article, the dossier was submitted to the JNU's administration accusing certain faculty members of promoting separatist ideas and encouraging so-called decadent culture on campus. Following the publication, Professor Singh filed a criminal defamation case against The Wire and its reporter. In 2017, a magisterial-ish court issued summon to the portal. The summon was later quashed by the Supreme Court, which asked the lower court to re-examine the matter. However, after a fresh review, the magistrate again issued summon to the news organization and its reporter. The Wire then approached the Delhi High Court, which dismissed the challenge, prompting the current appeal before the Supreme Court. The top court has now issued notice to Professor Singh on the fresh petition filed by the Foundation for Independent Journalism, which runs The Wire. The issue has once again brought attention to the Section 356 of Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, a new legal provision that criminalizes defamation. It replaced Section 499 of the Indian Penal Code. India remains one of the few democratic countries where defamation can be treated as a criminal offense. In the past, several political leaders, including Rahul Gandhi, Arvind Kejriwal, and Subramaniam Swamy, have challenged its constitutionality. The matter will now be taken up for further hearing while the Supreme Court's remarks raise new venues. Canadian authorities have arrested Inderjeet Singh Gosal, a known Khalistani extremist and a close aide of designated terrorist Gurpantwan Singh Pannan. Gosal, 36, is a key figure in pro-Khalistan organization Sikhs for Justice, or SFJ, and is believed to have played a major role in organizing separatist activities in Canada. According to local reports, Inderjeet was taken into custody in Ottawa on multiple firearm-related charges. His arrest comes shortly after India-Canada agreed to work together on counter-terrorism and transnational crime as parts of efforts to reset bilateral ties which have soured over the years. This marks Inderjeet's second arrest in less than a year. In November 2024, he was detained following a violent incident at a Hindu temple in the Greater Toronto Area. He was accused of attacking members of the Hindu Canadian community during a religious gathering. Although charged, Inderjeet was granted conditional release by Peel Regional Police at the time. Authorities identified Inderjeet as a key organizer of the so-called Khalistan referendum, events held in Canada under the banner of SFJ, a group banned in India. He is also known to have served as the personal security officer of Gurpantwan Singh Pannan, the US and Canadian national who leads Sikhs for Justice. Pannan was declared an individual terrorist by India's Ministry of Home Affairs in July 2020. His organization has already been proscribed under Indian law in 2019. Over 100 criminal cases have been registered against Pannan and SFJ across India, with nearly 60 of them in Punjab alone. Inderjeet's arrest comes at a time when India and Canada are cautiously rebuilding diplomatic ties, which deteriorated sharply following the 2023 killing of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar in British Columbia. At the time, then Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had publicly linked Indian agents to the incident, a claim New Delhi has strongly rejected. This fallout led to the withdrawal of diplomats on both sides in October of 2023. However, relations began to improve earlier this year after Liberal Party leader Mark Carney won the general elections in Canada. Britain, Canada, and Australia have officially recognized the state of Palestine, a move that comes even as Israel presses on with its most intense ground offensive, aiming to seize control of Gaza City in a war that continues to cause widespread devastation. According to AFP, the recognition has triggered sharply divided reactions across the region. In Gaza, where more than 65,000 people have been killed since the war began in October 2023, now this is just an escalation of a decades-long war between Israel and Palestine, many Palestinians described it as a glimmer of hope amid the ongoing destruction. Quote, "We shouldn't just be numbers in the news," Salwa Mansour, 35, told AFP, who was displaced from Rafah to Al-Mawasi, an area declared a humanitarian zone by Israeli military. "The recognition shows that the world is finally starting to hear our voice, and that in itself is a moral victory," she said. On Sunday, Israeli airstrikes reportedly killed at least 32 people in Gaza City, according to the civil defense agency operating under Hamas authority. The Israeli military said over 550,000 people have fled Gaza City in recent days. Gaza resident Mahmoud Abu Khusa also told AFP that when countries like Britain and Canada recognize it, it chips away at Israel's legitimacy and gives these people hope to encourage more countries to do the same. However, not all Palestinians see the move as meaningful. Mohammed Azam, a resident of Ramallah in occupied West Bank, told AFP, "Recognition alone is not enough. Many countries recognized Palestine years ago and nothing changed. In fact, violence, arrests and settlement expansion have only increased." That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.